learning experience was a first shalema to Malka Shoshana Bas Esther Bela. She here bestows tovas and she should just feel good, Bez Hashem. Also for Daniel Ben Fruma, and Yisrael Yitzhak Ben Devor Malka. Parshas Noach always coincides, usually, next to the yard site, the Pizetz Narebi. The Pizetz Narebi was known as the Eish Kodesh. He wrote a sefer in the Warsaw Ghetto, having to do with the Torah writings of that week, try to give chizik to the Jews going through the war. So I'm going to try to say an idea in Le'ili Nishmas, his neshama, for his yard site. His yard site is Dalet Cheshvan, which is actually this week's Shabbos date. It's Dalet Cheshvan. Today is Gimel Cheshvan. So here we go. There's a lot of questions that I would like to talk about. Let's start off with the first one. You know, at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach for a long time that he's going to bring this marvel. Right? How many years did it take Noach to build the marvel? We know. Right? Like, I think it's 120, right? 120 years. So at the end of the day, Rashi writes in Perek Zayin, and Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, that at the end of the day, Noach had a lot of time, and Noach, it's a hairy, heated debate. Was he a full tzaddik? Was he not a full tzaddik? Right? But Rashi says, the Pashup Shah and Rashi writes in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, Af Noach miktane ham aman amunahaya. He was also one of the ones of little faith. Ma'amid v'ein ma'amid, he believed, yet he didn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the flood. Sheyavo amabo. V'lo nichnas l'teva ad shedichakuhu amayim. He didn't move into the teva until the water actually forced him to. Just imagine, you're building a teva for 120 years. You're speaking to God 101. Finally, the water comes. I don't fully believe that the water's coming. I'm not so sure. You have to be
tough rain.
Either the guy's on drugs, he's drunk, or he's not all there.
Yeah.
What's going on here? Noach doesn't believe. He's building the teva, but it's his life mission. His life mission was to be able to build this teva. And now Rashi coming to tell us in the Medrash, you know, he didn't really believe it was going to come. So at the end of the day, why only did Noach only believe that he would go into the teva until the waters forced him to? Second question. At the end of the day, we know there's certain characters in the Torah that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a certain gezeira, there's certain reactions to it. For example, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of the day, Klal Yisrael messed up at the Egel Zav, I'm going to give you a new nation. What does Moshe Rabbeinu respond back? I don't want a new nation. Machenina misivrecha. Erase me from your whole Torah. I don't want to be part of this. Noach, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, he's going to bring a marble. What should you try to do, Noach? Try to be makar of the Jews. Now the Jews try to bring the other people closer to God. What did Noach do? How many people did he bring into the table besides his family? Not one person. Why didn't he try to daven for the Jews? Why didn't he try to daven for the people of his generation? Just like Moshe daven for his generation, and Moshe at the end of the day saved the people of his door. Why didn't Noach also daven for his generation? Parenthetically, if you look at the words machenina mesifracha, Macheni, it's the word, I forgot who says this. Moshe Rabbeinu says, erase me from your book, Hashem. Macheni is the words Mei Noach. It's a remez to the marbel of Noach. Right? I forgot, maybe the Zohar says this. The Zohar says that the marbel is called Mei Noach, so the waters of Noach. And a lot of people say, why is it called the waters of Noach? It should maybe be called the Mei Marbel, the waters of the marbel. But there's a very strong connection between Moshe in between Noach, right? So the first question is, why did Noach only get compelled into the? He only got pushed in. He didn't believe that it was going to come until it actually came. The second question is, why didn't Noach daven to be mevatel the gzeir? So I thought we would start. Let's start off with the first question. Why did Noach only go in until after he got pushed in? So such a beautiful idea by one of the famous Hasidic rebbes known as Rav Yitzchak of Vorkov. Rav Yitzchak of Vorkov is known classically for his Avas Yisrael, for his love for the Jewish people, for his optimism, for his always looking for the positive things in every situation. So he says such a crazy thing. And only if you have a Hasidic background and an outlook can you actually say this is emes. We're actually looking at the Rashi. Rashi says the simple pshat, Af Noach miktane amunahaya. Noach was one of the lower levels of amuna. Ma'amin ve'eno ma'amin. He believed and he didn't believe. Sheyavo ha'mabel lo nechnas ha'teva ad shetachukhu amayim. He believed and he didn't believe, and he didn't go until actually the waters compelled him. But listen where Rav Yitzchak of Worker says, you're reading the Rashi wrong. Rashi, and sometimes different rabbis, sometimes more of the Hasidic thinkers will put the comma in different places. I'm sure Mr. Servo will know what I'm talking about. Listen, this is how he reads the Rashi. Let's say it outside and then we'll say it inside. We want to know what the Rashi is really coming to tell us. No, it's not saying that Noach himself was a doubter in Amunah. What Rashi is coming to say is that Noach himself believed in the people that they would do tshuva. It's not talking about Noach. The Rashi is not talking about Noach that he believed and he didn't believe. Rashi is saying that Noach believed him in the people who didn't do tshuva yet, and he didn't enter the ark. Why? Until the waters pushed him to, because he wanted other people to join him. He was still waiting for people to come. He still wanted other people to come. So now let's read the Rashi again. Af Noach miktane emuna hayamamin. Even Noach, he did not believe that the flood would come, because he believed that the people of that world, they would do tshuva. The eno mamin shiavo mabo, and he didn't enter the ark until the waters pushed him into what? Why? The lo nichnas teva ashadach v'mayim. He didn't go into the teva until the waters forced him, because he was waiting outside for the people to come, right? Because you might think at the end of the day that Noach maybe that Noach himself was a mamin. No. Comes of you to the work and says, no. Ah, Noach, Miktane Emuna Hayamamin. Even for those, Miktane Emuna is not talking about Noach, it's talking about the people. Hayamamin means Noach believed in them. Noach believed in their Koach. Even to the last second, even to the people who Chazal say, we're going to get to this later, Chazal say that all the people, if you saw the movie Noah, there's a lot of apikorsis to that movie. There's a lot of Torah in there. They made a movie with the mob, I'm sure, whatever. But then there's a lot of things. But one of the things they got right was that this Chazal, they had all these people saying, having these plans, you know, when Noah's going to go to the table, we're going to try to kill him. We're gonna try to force him out. Noach believed even in those people. Af Noach mitane emuna hayamamin. Even in those people, he still believed in them. And only, right? Yeah, I think where does it say it exactly? I thought Batsman is over by Moshe. Oh, so maybe it says here. Batsman, right at that second we're going to say, beautiful. At that second we're going to try. So says the Rav Yitzchak of Worker, and this is what my Rebbe Rav Weinberger said at one of the Hilulas, one of the Yartzeit gatherings. He said this, we have to believe in ourselves, even at the last second we could always come back to do tshuva. Noach believed in those people, even at the last second, even if a person's so gone, even a person so far, could always come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? How many of us feel like this after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkot? What happens? The inspiration loses. We're back sometimes to our normal selves. No, we have to believe in ourselves that we can change and we can be better. The second question we said. Second question was, why didn't Noach daven to be mevatel the gzeir? So such a beautiful, beautiful Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi, Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, one of the famous Amina of the Baal Shem Tov. Such a beautiful idea. He says his yartzeit was actually a little over a week ago, Chafei Tishrei. So he says there are two types of tzaddikim. There's a tzaddik that tries to work on himself, and he goes into a room, and he's constantly worried about himself. That's one type of tzaddik. And that we all know throughout Klal Yisrael's history, that there's a certain type of tzaddikim that do that. They don't want to be involved in yeshivas, they don't want to be involved in shuls, they want to focus on their own... Right? A hidden tzaddik and pelts, that's what they say. Yeah? Right? He's himself, which is a very high level, which is great. But then comes the Kedushas Levi and says such an incredible thing. There's even a higher level of a tzaddik who cares about other people, who sometimes will lower his own level of tzidkus, to lower his own level of righteousness, to care about the hamonah, to care about even the simple Jews, or sometimes even the people who need the chizik. Because when it comes to Noach was the first level of tzaddik, right? We know Chazal say that they compare Noach and Avram are also compared. Just like Noach and Moshe, we said, are compared in Chazal, and Moshe davened, and Moshe cared for the Jewish people. Noach and Avram are also. So you say that Noach was a tzaddik, right? Chazal says it's a famous machlokes in the Gemara. Now Noach wasn't a big tzaddik as Avram Avinu. Says the Kedushas Levi, Avram Avinu, Kedusha Levi doesn't say that, but maybe we could say Avram Avinu was someone who he went out of his tent, always looking to be a car of the Jews, right? We're going to get to the next week's Parsha for 3, 4, 5 Parshias. Right? He always looked for, even for the Arabs, even he always looked, tried to help other people. But Noach did it. Noach was fully engrossed in himself. So why didn't he daven? Says the Kedusha Levi, and I want to use his words. But Noach Hagam Shahayat Tzadik Gadol V'Tamim, he was also a pure Tzadik. Hayakatan Be'in of Ma'od. Want to know why he didn't daven? Because he viewed himself as a katan. He views himself as a simpleton, as he didn't have self confidence. V'lo hayalo emuna ba'atzmo shehu tzadik Moshe v'yoch levatol gzira. He didn't believe that he had the ability through your davening, through your abilities to be able to help other people, that you are so beloved in Kadosh Baruch Hu, your tefillah is so important. That's why he didn't daven. Adarava hayachoshu be'inav kishar ador. He looked at himself as the rest of the generation. He looked at himself as the rest of the people. So the I'm going to be saved. There's not going to be. Who am I to be able to daven for the rest of the people? I can't do it. It's not only Kedushas Levi. If you want to say, oh, Rabbi Mirzov is only giving a Hasidish, a little twisted thing. Comes Rabbi Soloveitchik. Comes the Rav. 1973 in the Moriah, my friend, a rabbi I know from Miami Beach, Rabbi David Holzer, came out with a beautiful, beautiful essays from the Rav, and he says this exact thing. He quotes the title of the Shir of the Torah that the Rav gave in 1973. Why did Noach not daven to save the world? Why didn't he daven? Right here. Noach was guilty. Why was it called? What the Zohar says that we said before that the Zohar says that he was called Mea Mabel. It was called the waters of the Mabel of Noach, right? Mei Noach. Why is it called Mei Noach? Noach was guilty because he could have davened for his door, just like Moshe, but he did. He didn't. He didn't see at the end of the day that he had the ability to be able to daven. That even one tefillah could change the entire world, can change the entire existence, right? Noach had the ability to be able to do it, and at the end of the day, he didn't. He didn't rise to the occasion. And at the end of the day, are we someone to judge Noach? No, of course not. Noach was a very, very big tzaddik. A very big tzaddik. But at the end of the day, how many of us in our lives have opportunities to be able to sometimes step up to the plate? When sometimes it might be scary. You know, at the end of the day, someone's going to judge us. We're coming out of our comfort zone. I know for me, for example, today we have parent-teacher conferences. Sometimes you have to sometimes say something that's uncomfortable for the greater good. And I'll be honest with you, I'm the worst at it. So sometimes I'm reading this book on from Rabbi Pliskin. He writes all these different things. That every day is a different avoda in self-confidence. So one of the things that he says, a thing to be able to work on, is you have a trigger. Think about a time in your life where you had major self-confidence. Put that in the back of your mind. Whenever you need to do something, when a person's feeling a little low about himself, think about that. This is like a psychology study. Think about that time that you had. Then you'll be able to tap into those kochos. Could be that it happened 3 years ago, right? But you think about that when it happened, and then a person's able to do it. So at the end of the day, why did Noach not daven? Because Noach didn't believe in himself. Moshe Rabbeinu, right? What Moshe Anav Mikol Adam. Moshe, the Torah says, just because we finish the parshas of Moshe doesn't mean we forget about Moshe. No, just because we get to Moshe and Shemos, we still live with the Torah of Moshe. Why is it Moshe was called the most humble person? Because humility is not saying that you don't have kochos. Humility is realizing your kochos, having the self-confidence, but realizing they all come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe was able to daven and step up, right? When Hashem said, I'll give you a whole new nation, Moshe said, no. Moshe was the most self-confident, and he davened for the generation. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Look at all of the writings of the Eish Kodesh. We talked about in the beginning of this year that the Kolonius Kama Shapiro was a rav who literally lived in the times of a tremendous mabul. Of the Jewish people were literally, they were in a flood of blood. They were a flood of the Jewish people being probably the biggest massacre in all of Jewish history. And every single Shabbos, if you look into the Sefer, and you could get this in English. It's not like I have it in Hebrew. The Hebrew sometimes is a little hard. I got this in English. He gives chizuk every single day. Every single Shabbos for the Jewish people in the Warsaw Ghetto. This is Pizas and Rebbe. This is Pizas and Rebbe.
Didn't he write
Chavis at all? Yeah. Every little page is just giving chizuk of how beloved the Jewish people are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm just going to give you one. We read you one paragraph. Noach had many enemies, as Rashi tells us. The men of Noach's generation had many plans to kill him, saying, "When we see him entering the ark, we'll smash it open and we'll kill him." It's reasonable to assume that amongst such generation of evildoers, Noach must have suffered greatly. Right? A lot of people made fun of him, even physically they were going to be able to come after him. There are many barriers to Noach's worship to God, and he needed support. Avram also faced many trials and tribulations, especially from Nimrod. Rashi explains, what was the difference between Noach and Avram? Noach required the assistance in order to remain upright. Noach required HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell him, Noach, I believe in you. Avram had that self-confidence. The Torah goes on to say that Avram already had the ability. He didn't need the amount of help that Noach needed. Right? Are we saying anything bad? Right? Gnai about Noach? No. We're just saying, well, you're using a practical message that Noach could have done a lot more. Noach could have davened. He could have saved a lot more people. Only if he fully firmly believed in himself. Part of what, being a teacher, and I struggle with this every single day, is seeing so many of my students have such a great potential, but so far it's so wasted because we live in a generation where if you're not the best basketball player or if you're not getting the 100 on the test, the Yitzhar makes you feel so nothing about yourself. For example, I had a kid who got a 90 and a 90 on a test. 90. He looked at his test, you felt like, if I would tell you, if I didn't show you it was great, you think he got a 30. 90? 90? If I got a 90 in high school, I was making a party, a CM. My parents would probably take me out, you know, to Dougie's in Queens. Like, it was the biggest simcha in the world. But we're living in a generation that the self-confidence level, the Yitzhar is mamash trying, is burning us. They even say from a partner, the Avodah Zarah of our generation, a partner living already in the 60s and 70s, the Avodah Zarah of our generation is the Avodah Zarah of not believing in ourselves. Something that we firmly struggle with. That if we're not perfect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants nothing to do with us. No. Even if we're not perfect, we saw from the beginning of the day from Avisa Vorka. And Noach was, what did he do? He specifically waited for those people who needed the extra time. They needed that extra time. So what does it mean, Af Noach Mitana Emuna Hayamami? That he waited for those people, even at the last second. Not talking about Noach. So that he believed in them, right? So the first idea was that Noach believed in other people. The second idea was because he was living, Noach didn't believe in himself, right? Sometimes, which I think this goes hand in hand. If you have full self confidence, you could also believe in other people. You can't believe in other people if you don't believe in yourself. So I've yet to try to put this all first local. Had Rav Yitzchak Vorka's vort come together with the Kedushas Levi vort? Because Rav Yitzchak Vorka's vort says that Noach believed in other people, but Kedushas Levi comes to say that he didn't believe in himself. Right? Eish Kodesh comes and tells us that it was really that Chodesh Baruch Hu had firmly believed him, and that's how Noach even started up, even made the table a little bit. I'm still trying to be able to see how it comes full circle. But the Rav and really the Kedushas Levi say the same idea. They say the same idea that he struggled with self confidence. But at the end of the day, to be able to firmly believe that every single person has kokos and no one else has, that means that every single person in the world throughout they have different things that they bring to the table, and it's something very, very important to always keep in mind. Just to end with a short story, if I could find it over here. If I can't, then I'll just tell you out loud. The story goes is that Rabbi Nachman of Breslov was on his deathbed. And the story goes is that he didn't say a word on the day that he left the world. On the day that he left the world, he didn't say one word. The story goes is that he was, the whole day, for hours and hours, he was just looking into the eyes of Rav Nosson of Breslov. And they asked Rav Nosson, what were you doing looking into your Rebbe's eyes the whole time? And after Rabbi Nachman passed away, they asked him, and he said the following. He said that Rabbi Nachman was teaching me that even though you might not physically see me tomorrow, physically I might not be here, spiritually I'm never going to leave you by your side. Spiritually, I'm always going to be by your side. Never, never, ever forget how much I believe in you, that you're able to spread my teaching, to spread my Torah, to spread the breath of Hasidus. Right? At the end of the day, sometimes, even when it's hard to see a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, and sometimes we mess up, and sometimes we fall, we can never, ever, 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 ever forget how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, each and every single one of us, just like we love our own children. Right? Just so we have loved our own children, Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us a million times more than we love. Right? So sometimes when I kiss my daughter, I feel I have that feeling of tremendous love, and then I think about, wow, look, I have to feel this love, but how much times a million how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves every single one of us. That's what Rabbi Nachman was teaching Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman was saying, even though my Rebbe won't physically be here tomorrow, he's telling me that just like Shabbos comes and Shabbos goes, Shabbos is still throughout the whole week. At Tzaddik, the Tzaddik's teachings, the Tzaddik is always there throughout a person's life, even though he might not be there. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there by our side. So Hashem should bless us now going into Shabbos Noach, Parshas Noach, that wherever we go in our lives, sometimes we might struggle, sometimes we might fall. We have to remember these lessons, the lesson of the Kedushas Levi. First and foremost, we have to believe in ourselves. We have to believe in ourselves, we're able to daven, we're able to change, we're able to grow, we're able to be better. Number two, also, we have to believe in other people. Sometimes the people that we're closest with, our families, our friends, they just need a little bit of chizuk. If we work on our self-confidence, then we're able to be a self-confidence for other people too. Bez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless us. If we work on this, b'zocha to not have arrogance, but to have self-confidence, to believe that we're beloved in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us with good things, and Yeshua is the only good things. Bez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. The neshama of the yortzeit of the tzaddik, of the ish kodesh, he should be a male tzilusha for us to have belief in ourselves. And Bez Hashem, we should be zochet to see him and the rest of the tzaddikim in Yerushalayim. Bez Hashem, the beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.